Hi, this is Craig Taylor. It's the 8th of April 2011 and I'm up bright and breezy in the Covent Garden area of London, ready to attend one of the e-learning network events for this year, which is how to record video, audio and screencasts. It's a bit of a departure for the e-learning network in the fact that it's going to be a very hands-on, task-based workshop, lots and lots of hands-on with various tools and products that enable us to record audio, video and produce screencasts. We've got some great people lined up today and some dubious people lined up today. We've got Clive Shepherd, who's going to talk us through media chemistry and he's going to explore the various elements of effective online communication. We've got James Stoney and Solomon Rogers, who are real gurus in the area of film direction and filmmaking. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what they can offer me for my toolkit in the future. We've got Tony Fraschina. Hope I've pronounced that right, Tony. Please let me know if I haven't. And Tony's going to be talking us through and allowing us to explore how we can write for audio and consider the differences that there are when writing for audio reproduction rather than just text-based reading. And then we've got Joe Muggins here. I don't know how I've been roped into this, but I'm going to be, hopefully, fingers crossed, inspiring people to take a much closer look at screencasting and asking them to consider how it might be of benefit to their learners, their colleagues, and also how it can be retrospectively of benefit to them when they're looking at how to undertake various IT applications. So if you're going to the e-learning network event today, then please leave some comments on this bill. It'd be really appreciated to hear what you think about this short podcast. If you're not coming, you've missed a real trick here today. Why not have a look at the website elearningnetwork.org, nice and simple, elearningnetwork.org. Have a look at that website, have a look at some of the events that have taken place in the past, have a look at some of the events that are taking place in the future, and why not sort of join up the e-learning network and take part in some of these future workshops. Look forward to seeing you there.